Hey guys, and happy Wednesday. It's been a while since we've done another Wedding Wednesday series, but we have one for you guys today. And it's also National Moscato Day, so if you are a Moscato fan, hopefully you are popping a glass of bubbly today and enjoying the day. For those of you guys who are tuning in for the first time, I'm Jasmine, and I own and run Jasmine Norris Photography. I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer located in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. And I do these Wedding Wednesday little podcasts that have tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. And today's podcast is going to be all about the duties and expectations of the wedding party. So I know a lot of people kind of don't really know exactly what they're supposed to do when they become part of a wedding party. And so hopefully this will help you guys out there. And so if you're going to be a part of an upcoming wedding party, if you're wondering exactly what bridesmaids, groomsmen, ushers, and everybody else do, then this blog post is for you. So we're going to start out talking about the bridesmaids and the maid or matron of honor. So the maid or matron of honor is kind of the main lady on the bride's side, and they help lead the rest of the bridesmaids. She will sign the wedding license to make things are official after the ceremony. And she is also usually in charge of the bridal shower and bachelorette party and make sure to keep all of the other bridesmaids in the loop. The bridesmaids will help out with whatever the bride needs on the wedding day and leading up to the wedding. They will address invitations and help the maid of honor plan the bridal shower and bachelorette party. And the maid of honor and the bridesmaids are responsible for paying for their own wardrobe and transportation for the wedding. So if you are a bridesmaid or a maid of honor or matron of honor in an upcoming wedding, you really just want to make sure that you're there for the bride and taking care of all of her needs that might come up leading up to the wedding and especially on the wedding day. So now when it comes to the groomsmen and the best man, the best man is pretty much the main guy on the groom's side, and just like the matron of honor and maid of honor, he helps lead the rest of the groomsmen. He will sign the wedding license to make things official after the ceremony, and he is also in charge of the bachelorette party, tux fittings, and making sure the rest of the groomsmen stay in the loop. The groomsmen will help out with whatever the groom needs on the wedding day and leading up to the wedding. The best man and groomsmen are responsible for paying for their own wardrobe and transportation for the wedding. So just like those bridesmaids and the maid of honor and matron of honor, the groomsmen and best man are there to support the groom and make sure everything runs smoothly and help out wherever they can leading up to the wedding and especially at the wedding. Now we'll talk about ushers. So ushers help out on the day of the wedding by passing out programs and leading guests to their seats to make sure everyone kind of fills in all the appropriate seats, and so they're able to see the ceremony. And they might also help unroll the aisle runner if the bride and groom are using a aisle runner that day. They are also responsible for paying for their own wardrobe and transportation for the wedding. And if ushers aren't used, if a bride and groom doesn't specifically assign ushers for the wedding, then a lot of times the groomsmen will assist with the task of seating the guest. So when it comes to junior bridesmaids and junior groomsmen, it's kind of pretty similar to the normal bridesmaids and groomsmen, but they're not responsible for bachelor and bachelorette parties. And this title is usually reserved for younger attendants. It could be younger siblings or friends or cousins, nieces and nephews of the bride and groom who they want to have a special part in their wedding. And normally the parents are responsible for paying for the wardrobe and transportation for the wedding since junior bridesmaids and groomsmen are underage. When it comes to the flower girl or girls, depending on how many the bride and groom have, will walk down the aisle before the bride and will either scatter flower petals or they'll hold some sort of flower arrangement. The parents of the flower girl are responsible for paying for her wardrobe and making sure she's present for the wedding and the rehearsal. And kind of the same thing goes with the ring bearer. The ring bearer or ring bearers will walk down the aisle before the groom and will either hold the rings on a pillow or a box. The parents of the ring bearer are responsible for paying for his wardrobe and making sure he is present for the wedding and the rehearsal. So those are kind of the main duties. Obviously, if you are a wedding attendant coming up in an upcoming wedding, just kind of do whatever you can to make the wedding run smoothly and make sure the bride and groom are taken care of throughout the day. It's really their special day, and you should just try to do whatever you can to make their day the best way possible. So that's it for this installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. Be sure to tune back in next time, and we'll have another installment for you. So thanks, guys. Have a great week, and enjoy National Moscato Day.